USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says the U.S. military in northeast Syria will be leaving that area after Turkey's leader said he'll launch an attack on Kurdish forces there. Those Kurdish fighters fought alongside American troops in a long battle to defeat ISIS. Military analyst Mike Lyons telling CBS News the president's wanted to do this for a while.
It's part of the reason Secretary of Defense James Mattis resigned. There's been conflict since the president took over. He's been wanting to be out of this part of the world.
The oldest living former president Jimmy Carter not letting a fall prevent him from helping build houses for the needy. The Carter Center says the 95-year-old fell at his home in Georgia yesterday and needed stitches above his brow, but he told a crowd later,
I had a number one priority, and that was to come to Nashville to build houses.
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police have arrested one of two suspects in a weekend bar shooting in Kansas City, Kansas, that left four people dead and five others wounded. 23-year-old Javier Alatorre was taken into custody yesterday afternoon just across state lines in Kansas City, Missouri. The second suspect, 29-year-old Hugo Villanueva Morales, still at large. This woman had been playing pool in the bar, but says she got out before the shooting began.
Something told me I need to go home, so I just got lucky.
The U.S. Supreme Court begins a new term today among major cases on the docket, cases involving immigration and abortion. A federal appeals court in New Orleans will hear arguments today on a Mississippi abortion law that bans the procedure after 15 weeks of pregnancy. U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves striking down that law last November, ruling that it violated women's constitutional rights. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Negotiations to end a strike of workers for General Motors are reportedly taking a turn for the worse. That's in the words of a United Auto Workers Union official. They say progress has been made, but the talks have been breaking down in recent days as they claim GM has shown an unwillingness to fairly compensate its employees. Nearly 50,000 workers have been on the picket lines since September 16th. Still following developments when it comes to those mysterious illnesses that have been striking people who vape. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention now saying over 1,000 cases have been confirmed in the U.S., and many hundreds more have been reported but are still being looked at. USA Radio's Wendy King has an update.
The CDC said at least 18 deaths have been confirmed in 15 states, and Connecticut has just reported another one. More deaths remain under investigation. The first illnesses occurred in late March. Recently, 200 or more cases have been reported each week. Only Alaska and New Hampshire have yet to report cases. Doctors say the illnesses resemble an inhalation injury. Symptoms include severe shortness of breath, fatigue, and chest pain.
And be advised, if you're a fan of the McRib, McDonald's is bringing it back for a limited time only at most of its restaurants starting today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.